Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Last month, Liberty University presented oral arguments before a federal appeals court in a case involving the university's right to fire employees for religious reasons. The story begins 3 years ago when Liberty University, a Christian university located in Virginia, hired Jonathan Zinsky, a biological male, to work at its IT help desk. Like all of Liberty's employees, as part of his hiring process, Zinsky signed Liberty's doctrinal statement. This document contains the university's position on gender and sexuality. It clearly states that the denial of birth sex by self-identification with a different gender is sinful. Despite the undeniable clarity of Liberty's position on transgender issues, Zinsky signed the doctrinal statement and took the position. Unbeknownst to the university at the time, Zinsky had begun taking female hormones 4 months before he applied for the position. During the 90-day probation period following taking the position at Liberty, Zinsky hid his transgender identity from the university. Then, after the probation period had ended, Zinsky disclosed his hormonal treatments and female identification with the university. The university fired him shortly after, explaining in a lengthy email that active and unrepentant patterns of sin, including sinful behaviors regarding sexual expression and/or gender expression, would be incompatible with our Christian workplace. In July 2024, the American Civil Liberties Union, often referred to as the ACLU, filed a lawsuit against Liberty University on Zinsky's behalf. The ACLU claims that Liberty University violated Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits workplace discrimination based on sex. Last month, Liberty University argued before a federal appeals court defending its right to fire employees for religious reasons. In response, Zinsky's accusation of sex discrimination, Liberty University contended that the law upholds the university's right to enforce its doctrinal statement. The First Amendment church autonomy doctrine protects religious organizations from government interference. Additionally, Title VII of the Civil Rights Act ministerial exemption exempts religious organizations from certain federal discrimination regulations. In this case, Liberty's firing of Zinsky rests in Zinsky's failure to comply with Liberty's doctrinal statement, not in discrimination. Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council, argued on behalf of Liberty University. Liberty University has the right to employ individuals whose beliefs and conducts align with its doctrinal statements. If Liberty University cannot enforce its doctrinal statement in its employment decisions, it becomes a hypocrite for teaching one thing to its students while employing people actively living contrary to those teachings. Religious institutions must have the freedom to live out their faith authentically, lest they become indistinguishable from secular institutions. Additionally, he alleges that the case was a setup from the beginning to rob Christian organizations like Liberty of their religious freedoms. On the other side, the ACLU attorney Matt Callahan argued that ministerial exception applies only to messengers of faith. He claimed that ministerial exception does not protect Zinsky's role at the IT help desk because it is not a direct ministering role. According to Callahan, religious organizations do not have the right to require groundskeepers, janitors, and IT apprentices to conform to their deeply held religious beliefs. The outcome of this case will impact religious organizations across the United States for years to come. In order to remain religious, religious organizations must retain the right to hire employees who hold to the same religious beliefs and fire those who do not. The United States Constitution protects churches, houses of worship, and religious organizations from government interference. Courts have the responsibility to uphold the law of the land and to protect the liberties granted in the Constitution. In this case, the court does not have the right to interfere with Liberty University's deeply held religious beliefs and practices. Staver anticipates that this case will be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, regardless of which side the appeals court favors. He said, "Our goal is to take it to the Supreme Court one way or another so that Liberty University can be protected as well as other religious institutions, and that would set a precedent that would last for generations." For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.